Okay, here's one for Roger Rashid. Wimbledon quarter final. You've had a miraculous run. You've made the quarter
final. Why quarter? Why not final?
Well, I just Wimbledon thought it'd final.
Start. Go final.
Imagine Wimbledon final.
Okay.
First time, you're only going to do it once.
Morning to you, Roger. Would you miss the birth of your firstborn?
For a Wimbledon final.
For a Wimbledon final. Morning to you.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be at the locker rooms early. no doubt about that. I mean, just imagine showing your child the vision of you holding the trophy.
There you go.
Oh, there's the inspire. Glass half full. I love you, Rog. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
And your child said, "Where was I?" Oh, well, you were just being born at that time.
Yeah.
I think there's a look. I can understand the standard footy. You know, at a Saturday afternoon football game, or in the normal home and aways, or you know, a shield game of cricket or something like that. But if it's a major moment, gee whiz. I mean, all I would say, you should have done your homework and you should have counted the, you know, about 9 or 10 months ago.
Just missed that maths lesson to try and count the numbers right.
Got the days wrong. I think it should be part of a sports person's, you know, rule.
That's why you need a summer and a winter sport.
Exactly,
footy season plan. Have your baby in the summer.
Here are the performance months in your sport, and here are the other performance months.
There you go. Let's go to tennis then. Alex de Minaur, what does he need to do, I guess, to take his performance to the next level, Rog, after his straight sets defeat to Jannik Sinner yesterday?
I think Sinner is a, Jannik Sinner is a fantastic player, 20 years of age. He's 6'2", and he just moves smoothly, hits the ball smoothly. He's got a massive, enormous ability to change the pace of the ball. You know, he's got all these. He's just a, for me, he's a bit of a. He's the next level, I think, from you know, a player. And Alex, you know, I thought Alex played really well, got himself into a tie break. You know, and there's a real chance there. You're on the edge there of claiming the first set and getting a lot of momentum, but you've got to have. Yeah, Alex is. I just think he's got to A, be fit and healthy all year round, but B, you know, his game is his game. He's got a lot of tenacity. He plays every point on its terms. It's a big moment for him every single point. So he hustles well there in his competitive space. And you know, he serves. You know, it's not his game's not going to get a lot bigger. I think it's more the opportunities. Keeping himself alive as much as possible in, you know, with his body, so he can actually just access his game full time. And he relies on his speed, relies on his body to be healthy, and you know, and then he's just going to try and play as aggressive as he can in the big moments, because there are the other guys that someone like Sinner, or you look at the guys that are top 10, top 15, when they have that just initial ability to change the pace of the ball and hit a winner and or just force you, the ball upon you, that's probably the difference. Alex doesn't have that natural extra change of pace. And, I think that's the a bit of the next level. Can you get it? Not, you know, not really. It's, you know, some people, it's a bit of a natural, it's a natural skill, an attribute to have that natural change of pace on the ball.
Ash Barty tonight, $1.11, hot favourite to beat Jess Pegula, $6.50. Oh, how does anyone stop the Ash train at the moment? And she lost, I guess, a potential competitor later in the tournament, Sabalenka being knocked out yesterday as well. So it just all seems to be opening up for Ash.
Yeah, well, yesterday was an amazing fourth round of tennis in the women's, because we, you know, lost Simona Halep, who was a world number one Grand Slam champion as well. The number two seed in Sabalenka, but all those matches went to three sets. They were deep in the third. There was a lot of tension. There was a lot of emotion. It was so hot out there yesterday on the court. It was very challenging early, and so it was a bit of a fight. Really, it was just a mental and physical fight yesterday, more so than the tennis. To be perfectly honest, you just needed to be able to grind it out. And if we look towards Ash's match tonight, Pegula's a quality player, had a really good win in her previous rounds against Sakkari, but doesn't have enough tools to compete against Ash, because how do you get to Ash often enough? At the moment, Ash has got, you know, her variety. We keep talking about her variety and her calmness, and her variety's the key because the ball doesn't come to you the same way, and especially that backhand slice, she gets to use it in so many different areas of the court and keep the ball, you know, whether she wants to keep the ball long or short and low, and so it just keeps challenging the regular style of play. And when you do that in these pressure moments, and she has the ability to challenge that type of style of play, someone like Pegula, I think, is going to be found wanting, and I can't see Ash losing that one.
Roger, I forgot to ask you yesterday. I want to know how this Djokovic saga has affected the Australian Open in general. I know, obviously, a lot of stuff before the tournament started, but has that gone into the tournament? Are players talking about it? Are people at the Australian Open talking about it? How's that been from your end?
Clarkie, no, they haven't actually. They've actually just moved on pretty quickly.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, the beauty about it's been interesting Australian Open. I mean, first of all, yes, you know, obviously the build-up was, you know, we were all witnessing the build-up. It was a bit of a train wreck, let's face it.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And then the minute the first ball struck and the minute Novak had been moved on, you know what sportsmen are like. They just get in there and they're in their lane and they're looking after their site, you know, what they have to do. And I think the fans and everybody else, you know, there was probably just a level of calm, like, okay, we can breathe and get on with the Australian Open. And it has been a very, very high-quality Australian Open. And it's quite interesting. It's for the first time, I think, I'm not sure what you guys think, but for the first time we're seeing, you know, where the fans are able to see all the different athletes, the different characters in the game, in the men's game as well. You've got your young characters. We've got a couple of Canadians now playing today. Felix, as you already seen, he defeated Cilic yesterday, so he moves into the quarterfinals. He's Canadian. Real good talent, made the semi-finals of the US Open. He's and Rafa takes on today Shapovalov, who's a left-handed Canadian who's young, who's dynamic, who's beaten Rafa. And so we're seeing all these young, we're seeing everybody else in the women's side as well, just the different characters, because normally at every major for the last, you know, 15 or so years, we have totally focused on Roger,
yeah,
Rafa, Novak, and Serena.
Yeah.
And they've been the daily talking points, and they've been the show. And yes, they've dominated. It's been brilliant to have them. Who wouldn't have wanted them? But right now, for the first time, and with Novak out of the road, we only have, you know, we have Rafa in there who's on 20. So he's a chance to get to 21. You know, I feel like he wins today. It might be four or five sets, but I think he wins today just with the conditions and what's at stake. And Marin Cilic is the only other player that is in the draw that lost, who was a Grand Slam champion. He was a former US Open champion. So, you know, we're just talking about different people. We're seeing their character. They're prominent on the interviews and all the media that goes out. And I think that's been really, it's been colourful for the tournament. There's no doubt about that.
Well, talking about being colourful, what about Kokkinakis and Kyrgios teaming up in the doubles?
You reckon colourful's the right word?
you have to admit, there's some humour in what they're doing at the moment. There's a bit of, how about the interview when they just sort of ushered their number one ranked doubles team home and said, okay, on your plane.
There you go.
Seriously. I know, okay. It's not what it's doing is they're filling the stands and they're playing, and they're actually playing good tennis together. They, you know, that when you're enjoying each other's company, things happen. They're going to, you know, deep down, don't worry. They're thinking now that they could probably, you know, might be able to win the Australian Open, the doubles, but, so they're a bit of entertainment at the moment. It's a bit of it's a sideshow. It's one of those sideshow entertainment acts. You go and see it. You see what you want to see. If you haven't seen Nick live, you want to go see Nick live. And Thanasi offers you a lot more of a straightforward product. There's no doubt about that. They're different cats, but they do enjoy a lot of the same things. And as well, Dylan Allcup plays today. He plays his semi-final. This is his last time playing here at the Australian Open, and he was retiring after this event. So he takes on Andy Lapthorne, who's from Great Britain, who has generally had his measure. There's no doubt about that. So I expect Dylan to get into his final, his final round. So that's exciting as well. It's amazing to see, when we're seeing the young tennis players come out who have been involved in the coin tosses. Now we're seeing the young kind of, you know, young kids in their chairs that are coming out as well and joining in this process as well. So to think of the movement that's been created through Dylan and his other teammates, but more so through Dylan on a global scale, to give, you know, young kids this hope of day, hey, why can't I play the sport, or why can't I have a future in these areas? That's the most exciting thing for me out of everything that's been achieved from Dylan.
Rog, thanks so much, mate. Enjoy the day.
We will. I'm courtside for Rafa. It's going to be 34 degrees. I'm not sure of my kit. I'm not sure. Is it tank top? Is it tank
Just
top?
Just get those guns out, Rog.
I reckon a tight polo. Tight polo for you.
Yeah. That's stock standard.
Arms out, boy, for sure.
What colour? The one that just sort of...
Have you got a sky blue? Suit
yeah.
your tan, I reckon. Sky blue, buddy, all the way.
Lacoste sky blue.
Yes.
I'll see how I go.
30 push-ups before you get on air.
So I don't need the push-up.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm surprised you guys aren't doing a few before you go on the show.
Oh, don't worry. Loz is doing more than push-ups, let me tell you.
Is he?
Yeah, mate, it's 50 sit-ups every time he walks in here.
Just wakes me up, Roger. It wakes me up and gets me going of a morning.
Hey, I'll give you a real little quick one if I've got 30 seconds. At the US Open 1 year, it was Wally Masur, myself, Adam Peacock was one of the lead hosts, and there was Josh Eagle and I think Nicole Pratt. And so in our commentary booth right above Arthur Ashe Stadium, I just said, look, okay, if I'm going to come up here and commentate for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to turn this into a gym. So we had this host of, everyone had a certain amount of push-ups they had to do over the 2 weeks. So let's just say it was, you know, 3,000 push-ups. And then we had a whole lot of things. There were dips and there was all sorts of things, chin-ups. And anyway, so Wally Masur would be commentating, and in the ad break, he'd get down and whack 50 out of the push-up.
Sounds like Robbie Slater.
So everybody was trying to knock off these numbers during the... Because it can be quite sedate just sitting and commentating for a couple of weeks. That was, there's always a way forward, isn't there?
That's it.
There's always a way to do some exercises, Rog.
Exactly. So I will be doing them in ad break, sitting again right opposite Rafa. I'm going to head down and just whack a few push-ups in front of him and see what he thinks.
You know how to put him off, do one-arm push-ups.
Yeah. That'd be good. Might be a bit hot on the floor, but I'll give it a crack.
Give it a crack.
Get on to your Rog.
See you, boys. Have a good day.